You made me watch the Bee movie.
What? Like, during, before, after?
All of the above.
It was like, pull up.
He would just text like a bee, and it would be like, okay, Bee movie.
And then he would text you a bee, and then you would go over, watch Bee movie?
Well, that doesn't make me sound very good.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, Dom. Welcome back to Dom Meets World. This week on the show, I'm joined by the one and only, the iconic Brooke Schofield, which is going to be a deep dive into girl code and guy code in dating. But first, once again, let's talk about me, because I'm the main character, right? That's what I'm what we all came here to see. That's so false. My solo episode did so poorly. I'm joking. But I'm not. No, what's been going on with me? Right. Oh, yeah. A lot of people have been asking about the date and how the dates have been going with... Oh, I called her Michelle. Okay. How the dates have been going with Michelle. So we went on... I don't know if I talked about this last... No, I didn't, because it just happened. But we were supposed to go on a horse date. But before the horse date happened, we went to a soccer game. And... This was a poor decision on my part. See, as, you know, whatever, influencer, you get invited to certain things. So I got invited to Real Madrid and AC Milan. It's like, it was a big soccer game. You know, I'm not a big football guy, you know. See, is that how you say it, Joe? Oh, are you not? Okay, no one here watches soccer. But I think that's something that Ronaldo said. I'm going to get flamed for that. Oh, probably not. I don't think anyone here is a big sports fan that's watching this. Demographics. But, yeah, so I thought, okay, soccer game, football game, this would be a good time. I don't think she's gone to one. I have been to one. It'd be a good time. So I say yes to getting these tickets. Great seats. We go watch this soccer game. Spur of the moment, like, hey, she got work off. I'm like, cool, I got this soccer game. Came to the soccer game. We had a good time. I spent so much. They were free tickets, and I still spent so much money again. I'm just blowing money on dates. We get there. It's all the way in, like, Pasadena. At the time, I'm in the valley. It's like a $60 Uber to get there. I'm like, all right, already off to a bad start. I'm doing the conversion rate. $60 American is roughly about $250 Canadian. So I'm like, okay, already a rough start. I'm going back to Canada soon. I'm losing hella bread. We get to the soccer game. We get in. Obviously, I'm like, are you hungry? She's like, yeah, I could eat. All right, cool. Like, what do you want? Chicken tenders, fries? I'm like, all right, it's just a few chicken tenders and fries. Get a couple drinks. We get two tall cans, couple fries, couple tenders. $90. No, that was a lie. $70, which is roughly about $90 Canadian. Now I'm like $200 already. I haven't even watched a soccer ball get kicked yet. All right. So I'm blowing mad money on this, which is fine. I ain't got like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's fine. I'm that's what I do. I just, you know what I'm saying? People pleaser, actor service. I like doing that kind of stuff. So, and then afterwards I reflect on it in hindsight. I'm like, and I check my bank account. Never check your bank account after a date. That's what I've learned. I'm going to stop doing that, because that just brings the vibes down. But anyways, so we go to the soccer game. We're having a great time. And one thing about soccer games, there's a lot of people, like any sports event. Didn't know when the soccer game ended, because I thought it ended, and then they kept on playing for a little bit. So we stayed to watch it. Everyone's leaving the stadium. I cannot get an Uber. For the life, we can't get Uber. There's no way for the Uber to pull up. People are driving over sidewalks to get out. It's absolute chaos leaving the stadium. We end up having to walk. We walked probably an hour uphill. Like, part of it was uphill, spiraling hills, up roads. First of all, shout out this girl. She was an absolute trooper. She was a trooper. She was so optimistic. She was just making jokes the whole time. I'm like, she hates me. She never wants to see me again. This is the nail on the coffin at this point. Because I didn't even think I was gonna get the horse riding date. I didn't think I was gonna get there. And I'm almost there. And I dropped the ball by doing this fucking soccer date and having to walk an hour just to get to a spot to get an Uber. We had to walk all the way to Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is closed. We're sitting outside on the curb of a Jack in the Box. I'm covered in sweat. The one thing you don't want on a date is to be covered in sweat. I think what will make it better while we're walking covered in sweat, oh, I'll just pop my shirt off. No, that doesn't make it any better because now you're just sweaty. You're just like, that's not hot. You're sweaty. You're smelling. I smell like dirt. Cars are driving by. Whatever. We finally get the Uber. Take her home, and I'm thinking that's it. But then she was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, come here, give me a hug. And then she gave me a hug, and then we kissed, and I was like, all right, cool, we cool. We like, we fine. But then I'm thinking, okay, horse riding day. Is she still gonna be up for the horse riding day? Next day comes, because the horse riding is the next day. So I just told her to go to a star game, made her walk like an hour, hour and a half uphill. And now I'm gonna be like, hey, as soon as you wake up, get ready to ride a horse for an hour. What is like how strenuous is it to date me? dating me just turned into a full-on like hit workout. So anyways, once again, trooper, she's like, I'm down, what time are we going? I'm like, it was supposed to be one. I'm like, I gotta give this girl some more time. I called the place. I'm like, hey, do you have spots available for 3 o'clock? Like, I just need a couple more hours. Like, no problem. We go horse riding. I meet her there. She drives there because she's running a little bit late because, you know, she's on her grind. She's running a little bit late. She wasn't late. She actually got there before me. I just mean, like, there was supposed to be, like, a meetup beforehand. Anyways, we get to the horse riding place. She has her pink boots on. She looks absolutely gorgeous. She's cute as hell. Little pink cowboy boots. And I'm like, okay, she's excited. This is enthusiasm. We're good. We're all right. We're about to ride some horses. I'm like, there's nothing that can possibly go wrong here. This is cute as shit. We get there, and people start looking at me, and I'm like, shit. I'm like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. If you say anything, bring up the mole. Bring up the mole. Don't say Dom Cruise. Whatever you do, don't bring up rom-com. No, don't bring up this f-ing dating show. First thing we do, we get on the horses. Of course, I'm the one person that gets the one horse group that knows everything about me. Like, I'm on the horse, and just one girl goes, hey, are you Dom from Perfect Match? I'm like, whoa, whoa. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like recording because, you know, I got to get content. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Put my phone away. They're like, bro, it's so f***ed up. What happened to you with this person? And you kissed her, and then this, and then you hooked up with her. I'm so happy you won with this person. And I'm looking at my date, Michelle. I'm looking at them. I'm like, guys, like, read the ranch, you know what I mean? I'm like, read the ranch, man. I'm on a date, and they try to fix it. They're like, oh, no, but look at the girl you got now. She's so much prettier. She's so much beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Why would you go on a show if you had a girl like this waiting around the entire time, blah, blah, blah? I'm like, God, like, you already dug the hole. Let's just, you know what I mean? I love y'all. This is a PSA to everybody out there. If you see me on a date, right, this is a personal request. If you see me on a date, if you know me for Perfect Match, don't bring up Perfect Match. Don't bring up anything that happened. Don't bring up my exes. Just say the mole and just go Dom Cruise. And I don't know what you're talking about. And then we can have a conversation on the side when I'm not around my date. Because that just, like, you just set the tone there. You know what I mean? But it's fine. It's cool. Anyways, we get on the horses. We're riding the horses. I do everything, like, extravagantly. So I was going to go on, like, a two-hour evening sundown horse ride. And I was like, I thought to my head, relax. Like, 2 hours on a horse is a lot of time on a horse for the first time. 1 hour was just enough. We went on a little trail down, back. Then we got some food. We got a chucharito reboard. You know what I'm saying? Afterwards, with some drinks. And yeah, it was fun. It was like back-to-back dates. Now I'm like, all right, now we got to just give it a break for a little bit. That was a lot. But yeah, I don't know how things are going to go from here. I don't know where it stands because I got to go back to Canada for a bit and come back. So I don't know if I'll see her again, probably will. And we'll see where it goes from there. But that's my update for today on my dating life. Anyways, today, as I mentioned, I'm joined by my friend Brooke Schofield. You might know her from her hot takes on TikTok or from her podcast Canceled with Tana Mojo. Please welcome Brooke to the show. Woo! Everybody clap.
I heard it.
Yeah. And the crowd goes mild. Sorry,
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
How's everything been?
It's good. Everything's good. You and I are beefing, I told you.
I don't know why we're beefing. I don't understand.
Because you didn't choose marriage.
Yeah,
and
but
I think I'm a perfect candidate.
And I agree. I just think you have to understand that that was just a business move, you know?
Okay, you think Sophia has more money? Is that what it is?
I just feel like there's...
Or she's more successful than me? She's more sustainable a wife?
Is she?
Well, it sounds like you feel that way.
I'm a statistic guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the numbers.
Oh, no.
You know?
He crunched the numbers.
I'm just crunching the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I know went on her podcast. I kind of know what she's making off that podcast. You know what I'm saying? She got that fat deal, you know?
Did you see what just happened on her podcast?
No.
She had like a guest on her podcast and she was so mean to her. It's like going viral because it's like, the guest is like, yeah, I'm so much more important than you.
To Sophia?
Yeah, and Sophia's like, oh, yeah.
Who was the guest?
It was the girl from Danity Kaye and Audrey O'Day. She's going to think I'm bullying her now because I just talked about it on mine. But no. She was like, I can't get on Raya and no offense, I'm way more lit than you. And Sophia was like, okay. And Sophia at one point said like, I love money. And Audrey goes, clearly not that much because you just let $60 million go down the drain.
That's okay. I'm not hip to this.
But
I'm not.
Stan Sophia. You can marry her if you want.
No, I mean, you know, things can change throughout this podcast, you know.
Well, now I have to really perform.
Yeah. Let's see if you're marriage material. It's crazy because I've known Tana for a bit now, mm-hmm. since I've been in LA. I've seen all her friends, but you were never around.
I know. I heard about you. You guys spent Coachella together, right?
Yeah. Well, not in that way. Not like that. Like,
nobody was accusing you.
I know. I just got to be careful. Just like the minute I mention any woman's name, it's like, don't f*** them.
Yeah, like, I skipped out on Coachella this year, but I'm surprised we haven't run into each other anywhere else.
I think you were at Stagecoach too.
I was at Stagecoach. Yeah, did I just see you there?
Yeah, I just missed you too.
Oh, Stagecoach was... That's
Are you
my
a country
priority.
Person?
I am now. So just out of the blue.
You are from Arizona.
I am.
I did do some research on you.
Okay.
I did some research.
What'd you find?
I went through your Instagram.
Okay.
And I was like, because I'm trying to get on my journalist tip for the podcast. I'm trying to get to know my
That's good. That's smart.
You know, my guest on and really ask them the hard-hitting questions. Mm-hmm. So I did a deep dive into your Instagram.
Okay.
And I noticed a few things.
Oh, no.
There are a few pivotal moments that I assessed.
Oh,
right?
God.
So early on, right, in your social media career, you seem to be what many would call the masterful basic white girl.
Yeah.
Right? I noticed you had a few pictures. You're at Times Square. Close up. Holding the...
Coffee.
Holding the Starbucks, being like... Right?
Yeah.
Mad cute. You know, you had blonde hair. Are you natural blonde?
No, this is my hair
this
color.
This is your natural color? You were blonde back then. You know, you were wearing the Abercrombie.
I was.
You know? And then there was a shift around like 2018.
Oh, wow.
You went to Coachella, I believe.
Oh.
2018. And then there was a video of you watching Post Malone. Right? And then after that, I noticed you started taking pictures. Now the jeans are unbuckled.
Okay.
You're showing off garments.
Now what
right?
are you implying here?
I'm not implying anything. I'm just asking questions. I'm just trying to figure stuff out. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out the life of Brooke Schofield.
It's just the natural progression of a woman.
No, I'm getting to this, right?
Okay.
Jeans start unbuckling, garments are showing, you know?
Okay.
You're still blonde.
Still blonde.
I notice the location, right? Suddenly you were in Malibu, California. Then your hair goes brunette.
Yeah.
Now you're photo dumping. There's multiple photos of you eating. You're taking pictures on a toilet and your pants are down. Right? So my thing is like, what's the growth of Brooke Schofield? You know what I'm saying? The life of Brooke Schofield. When did that happen? Was it just confidence?
I feel like I had many,
growth?
Like, not phases, but I feel like I was kind of trying to figure myself out for a second and couldn't really, like, put my finger on, like, what it was. And I'm still not. I feel like I kind of am still, like, changing my vibe every 2 seconds.
You still figuring
but
that
I
out?
I feel like moving here, I was I definitely had a big change. When I first moved here, I was like filled to the gods, like the most lip filler you've ever seen on a person.
Right.
White blonde hair. And I thought that was my journey. And then slowly I started to like dissolve some of the filler, which is ironic because I literally got some today. Went back to my natural color. And now I'm trying to kind of like go back to the basics. but
I'm just trying to figure out like who Brooke is. I feel like people don't know.
I don't know who Brooke is. I think that's the problem.
Damn. This is what we get. This is what we're trying to figure out today. Who is Brooke?
Why come to California? I came here. Truthfully, I made like full Emma Stone story. Like I made a PowerPoint presentation to show to my parents to say like, this is why you should allow me to move to LA. I was 3.5 years into college, literally about to graduate. And they were like, okay, go. So I came.
That was it? They were just like, go?
Yeah, they were like, well, if you want to, you can go. Of course, I did promise that I would finish online, which of course I never did. But I came here and then I was like, I'm going to be the next Jennifer Lawrence. And then I did zero acting jobs, not even one time.
Right.
And now I'm a podcaster.
Yeah, and now you're a weekly source of controversy.
Yeah, now I just tell like horrible stories online.
That's a great career progression.
Honestly.
How'd you get into podcasting?
Tana, just like,
how'd you meet Tana?
I met her just like randomly at a party, and she and I were just like kind of party friends for a while. We'd see each other out, and it was just like whatever. And then I got fired from my job one time when I was like swimming at her house, and I literally didn't leave for like 3 weeks because I was traumatized, and I just never got a job again, and I just fell into what they were doing. Have you ever come on here and told a story about a date, like a horror story?
No, I haven't told any horror story. I'm like, this is the thing. I'm pretty good at first and second dates.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the third, fourth date, that's when things get a little like.
I think that might be my problem too. So what do you think that is?
I think it's like, I don't know if it's one. Maybe I just like, I pick the wrong people that aren't like as accepting of like, because I'm like a giver, like I'm an acts of service person, like I'm like somebody who like, hey, I'm interested in you, I like you, I'm not like, let's go grab a coffee and get to know each other. Maybe the first time you meet up, grab a coffee, if I like you, I'm like, hey, horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ever watched a Saw game? No, we're going to a Saw game. Let's say I'm trying to create memories with you initially, and mm-hmm. I feel like some people might be like
overwhelmed
or maybe intimidated by that.
Yeah, I get that. I have a bit of an issue. I actually just talked like last week about a guy who was kind of doing that, or it was like he was doing too much right away to where it like just kind of like it, not like smothering, but it just felt like very overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
So I get that. But on it, like at the same time, I'm like such a victim of like love bombing. Like I love getting love bombed. So that's the same thing. I think the difference is just like if I really am also that interested in somebody, I'm just going to do it back.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm go big or go home. Mm-hmm. That's how I am. You know what I mean? And it's not like, I'm not going to like.
Are you a love bomber? Is that what it is?
I'm not a love bomber because I'm not going to like text you like over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
But love bombing can be that. Well, I don't know. I guess not.
I don't know. I'm not like, maybe I am. Who knows?
I feel like.
We had an episode about this. I don't know yet.
I could be a love bomber. I think, honest to God, I just genuinely feel that way. Like when I first start liking someone, like I'm really that interested. So it's like I show how I don't play games. Like I won't pretend like I'm not interested in somebody if I am. And so I don't know, I guess it just comes off that way. But
no, like when I commented on your video and I was like, I love you, like I meant that shit.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I don't know, I love everyone.
That's what I'm like, I love you. I say it to everyone except for the mirror, you know. That's just how.
Well, you need to work on that. You need to get work on that, and maybe you'll get yourself to a third date.
I'm working on it. I go to therapy.
That's good.
So I'm building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Amanda. Always gotta give her a quick little shout out.
How long have you been in therapy?
I've been going to therapy for 2 years.
And it's successful for you?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm at the point now where like I'm definitely not, I'm kind of jaded because like the thing was I started going to therapy and then I went on a dating show and then that just created a whole other.
Yeah, a new chapter.
I went back and I was like, hey man, we gotta start over. Yeah, like, sorry, yeah, I kind of yeah.
up undid all the homework. Everything we did.
Yeah, undid all the work we did by going on this f-ing show. So I feel like I am at the point now where like I'm not as like emotional right off the bat. I'm a little mm-hmm. bit more like I'm still giving, I'm still loving, but I'm more guarded. I'm not as like sensitive and emotional. Like I'm totally understanding. Like
it's important to be that way. I feel like I was always like diving headfirst into everything, and then I'd get so hurt, and now I have to have a little more boundaries and be like, okay, this is not right, and just
like even when like I took the girl horseback riding, I was like, have you been horseback riding? She's like, no. I was like, do you want to go? Like I'll take you. If you don't want to go, like it's fine. Like I want to ride a horse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to ride a horse while I'm still in LA. So if you want to go, we can go. And it was fun and stuff like that. So it's like, I'm still down to do all that stuff because that's just the person I am. I'm just a, I like creating moments. I like creating memories with people, you know, that's just who I am. But I'm definitely not as like emotional and sensitive from going to therapy and learning, you know, how to create my own boundaries.
Yeah. I'm working on boundaries too. I need to probably be back in therapy. I'd like a period like 6 months ago where I went through like 7 therapists in like only like a month because it was just I finally found one that I like really loved. She was amazing and she broke up with me.
You had a therapist.
I had a therapist break up with me. It was heartbreaking. And like at the time I was going through like the craziest breakup like literally ever. And I was not well. Like at all. And she felt so bad, but it was like something with telemedicine at the time of COVID, you could practice anywhere as a therapist. And like, you could be in like Atlanta and you could like have a person in LA.
Yeah.
And they like lifted that. So like she couldn't legally like be my therapist anymore had to tell me, but she was like under the table, did like 4 sessions. Cause she was like, I couldn't tell you. It was like not the time. But anyway, I didn't try again after that.
Wait, so you're not going to therapy now?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely, definitely should be.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that, you know? Yeah. I'm not recommending that as if, like, you need it. No, I think, honest to God,
especially if you have the resources, like, I feel like everybody should be in therapy. I definitely 100% should be, but I don't know. I feel I am definitely better now, like, better about, like, regulating my emotions and stuff. It helped in the little bit of time that I spent doing it.
Do you feel like you said you went through a crazy breakup. Do you feel like that kind of gave you more self-awareness?
Oh, yeah. But it took forever. It was like, I literally thought the sky was falling for like 8 months straight. And then one day, finally, I was like, okay, that I will not let that happen again.
Are you more guarded now?
So much more guarded. Like, literally one tiny thing you do wrong, I'm like, you got to get him out of here. Because, like, I handle breakups now, I know, like so poorly that I'm like, if I see something in the beginning, even the tiniest thing that I know that I can't tolerate long term, you have to be gone. Because what am I going to do, go through another breakup? I can't.
So I feel like you before, and tell me if I'm wrong, you were the person that would like, you would try
shit,
no matter what, and now you're at the point where like you're like the, you cut the shit off if it gets to a certain point,
for sure. Well, not like, not even cut it off, but like I like have dated 2 people like pretty casually since that relationship. And both times I've had to be like, listen, this is not, I need this and this from you or it's not going to work. And both times they were like, yeah, it's no. Straight up.
Because I'm curious about this. I didn't talk about this with Tana, but being on a podcast, and this is a dating podcast, being on a podcast and dating, right? How do you deal with that like currently? Because I find myself like, I start podcasting, I start talking about my day in life, and then stories slip out, and then I'm like,
"Yeah, do you get scared a little?
Is this person
going to
see this? You know, like I said, I did Mary Kill. You were in it. You saw it. You reacted to it.
Yeah, but I'm kidding.
No, I know you're kidding, but I'm just saying, like, even when I'm with people I'm dating currently, it's like I'll say things, and then my producers will be like, "Maybe we should take that out because maybe this will go somewhere. Maybe this will go somewhere. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's tricky. I try, if I am telling a story about somebody, to like sometimes I'll throw in like a random detail that's absolutely does not apply to them. If it's like a singer, I'll be like, yeah, I've been talking to this athlete so that people can't
you guys
go
have
and
aliases.
Find. Yeah. Cause it's like in the beginning, it was like, we were a little more messy with it and people just find out and then it's fine. It's not a huge deal, but like, God forbid something bad happens and then you can't talk about it because you don't want to like air that person out. So I don't know. It gets a little scary though. I feel like guys are afraid sometimes.
Yeah. I think,
that they're going to get exposed. Tricky. And then there's some people who, like, literally want to be exposed.
like, they want to be part of the, you don't part get of a the story, narrative.
But
so how do you deal with that? Like, do you just, like, date and you're just, like,
I just
do you
date,
tell the people?
Honestly, I date and tell the stories. I feel like knowing that I have a podcast and knowing that that's, like, kind of the premise of it and dating is, like, important to it, you have to just accept that as a part. Like, if you don't want to be online, don't date me.
Yeah. If you don't want to hear anything.
Yeah. Not that I'm going to be like telling these horrible stories about people, but I have to be able to talk about like what's going on.
Yeah. Are you on the Reddits?
Oh, I am on the Reddits literally like heroin.
Like all the time, right?
All the
time. See, look, right? She gets mad at me because I'm always on Reddit.
You should really get, it's horrible. Like I did like yesterday, I was having like a major episode and I like had to delete it and put actual parental controls on my laptop because it's like, oh, it's not on my phone. I can get it on the computer. It's that bad.
It's that bad, right?
But it's not good.
I don't get that many bad things on Reddit. Just every once in a while, I'll get like some fun little.
Mine comes like very much in waves. Like it can be episode to episode. Like I remember we did one episode with like a guest and I got so much hate. I was like traumatized. And the very next week, I felt like everybody was obsessed with me. Like I was like, what do you guys really think? But Tana told me in the very beginning, she was like, listen, you cannot take to heart even the good opinions. Cause like if you put like place value in that and like think that that's what's important, then you're going to really care when those people turn on you.
Yeah.
So she's like, you just can't care at all.
Are you seeing anyone now?
I'm not.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought about it. Like literally not at all.
Not even like dating around?
I'm kind of trying to date around. I'm like unsuccessfully dating around.
How does that work? Are you on like dating apps or do you DMs for a blue check?
No blue check checking. I feel like that's been my actual issue and that's something I'm trying to avoid kind of now. But I'm on the apps. I don't really use them. I feel like if I find someone on an app, I'll just like find them on Instagram. And then I feel like it's not as like, I found you on an app.
Are you like, how do you feel about dating in LA? Because I feel like I speak about this with everybody, but everybody has the same kind of assessment on dating in LA.
I've only been in like one serious relationship and it was in LA. So I almost don't have anything to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
I like didn't really date anyone throughout college or really high school. So I feel like I don't even know difference between that and dating somewhere else. Although I do like see people here and there and I'll talk to them for a few months at a time, but
it never lasts.
No.
What do you think? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. If I knew, I feel like I would fix it.
I know. that's what I was saying that I was like on live and I was saying, I was like, I'm starting to think maybe I'm the common denominator.
Yeah. Well, I kept trying to date like, I don't know, in the beginning of getting here, I wanted to be like with the guy who goes out all the time. And like, that's obviously not sustainable. And then like progressively, I started getting into like guys, like I wanted to date the talent. I wanted to date like the singer or like someone who's like talented. Cause I was like, oh, that's what I'm attracted to. But that's a horrible idea.
Why is that a horrible idea?
I feel like, just for like my long term and like the kind of relationship I want to be in, I don't want to have somebody who's like job is anything like mine at all, honestly. And like, not that I'm like the talent really. Again, I just talk shit online, but like no more singers, actors, comedians, athletes. I want like a finance man.
Yeah. Just like standard accountant.
Yeah. But then it's like, he's gone all day.
Yeah.
He has a job. That sucks.
Well, how was a day in a comedian?
I've never dated.
Was it funny?
No.
Oh.
I've never really, like, I honestly just recently had a phase where I, like, talked to a few comedians in a row because I thought that was my journey. I was like, and it's crazy because it actually is a pretty small community. So I wouldn't recommend doing that.
There's not that, are there a lot of, like young attractive
Oh, they don't have
comedians?
To be attractive.
Oh, you're, oh, okay.
Yeah, they do. Honestly, it's preferred that they aren't.
Your preference is not attractive.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think they're attractive, but, like...
But, like, the masses wouldn't think so?
Right.
Oh, is it like that? Okay, I've heard about this. There's, like, hot, ugly, and ugly hot? Is it like that?
Yeah.
Like...
I definitely lean towards, like, honestly, ugly, ugly.
Oh, there's just, like, attractive...
Just, like, f***ing ugly. Dude.
Inside and out. just a bad person inside and out. Just
yeah.
Nothing appealing about them.
Yeah. But I'm working on that, too. Because it's like if they're all bad, not that they're all bad, not all men are bad, but in my experience, it's like you might as well just date a Hawkeye because they're probably going to cheat anyway.
Do you have anybody in mind? Do you have any
perspective or what is it? I do not, I don't think.
No love interest on the horizon.
Do you?
I've gone on a few dates with somebody recently.
Yay.
But recently, that's not, I don't know how that's going. So
how do you not know?
Well, she told me after the last date that she was still into her ex.
Okay, well, then that's not going well at all.
Yeah.
You so, have to get rid of her.
You do?
I'm just kidding. But I tried. But truthfully speaking, like, I tried that, like, dating somebody before I was fully over my ex, and it's horrible. Like, it's just, it's not right to do to somebody.
Right. So, yeah, I kind of figured, I was like, oh, okay. That's not.
It's understandable, though. It's hard to get over.
I appreciate the honesty, though.
Yeah, that's special, because I was just lying to this man.
I have seen I did see a screenshot that you sent somebody recently.
Okay. Harry.
Yeah.
I was upset with him for airing me out on this podcast.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Well, actually, maybe it's not obvious reasons. We had him on Canceled. And he, like, we talked about how we had hooked up in the past on Canceled. So I feel like people knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, years ago. So since then, I haven't spoken to him in years.
It's a little concoction of people going on in that.
Yeah. Not that realm. There's anything wrong with Harry. Very attractive guy.
Yeah.
But that was years ago.
How was that? How'd that go?
That was fine. He made me watch the B movie.
What?
Every time. Not kidding.
Like during, before, after?
All of the above.
Oh, it was just like...
It was just on a constant loop.
It was like, pull up.
Pull up, B movie. Enter
B movie.
Or he would just text like a B, and it would be like, okay, B movie.
And then he would text you a B, and then you would go over, watch B movie?
Well, okay, that doesn't make me sound very good.
What?
It was a tough time I was going through.
No, clearly. If all it took was a B emoji.
No, I was attracted to him at the time. It was like he was in the friend group, so I was like, whatever, why not? So I had a phase. But I've seen the B movie now too many times.
Yeah. Would you watch it again?
No.
Okay. So you've been on, speaking of Harry and me and other people that all have one thing in common, dating shows. You were going to be on Love Island.
I was very close, but...
What happened with that?
I got into a relationship and I made up a little excuse. Or I said something like, oh, the podcast is coming back, so I didn't end up doing it, obviously. But...
Would you go on a dating show now?
I don't think so.
Think you're good?
I don't know.
That?
I would... I mean, I would never say never, like... I love them and I'm so entertained by them, but I can't imagine a world where I can like leave for a length of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you like it though?
Did you watch my show?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I heard about it though.
Oh yeah. I guess you heard the perspective of via other side of.
I don't know. Well, honestly, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know. I didn't know yet. I'm sorry. I'm uneducated.
No,
I was just
fine.
I just wanted to come in and be surprised.
Yeah. Surprise.
Oh my God. Congratulations on winning, though. Who cares? Did you win money?
No.
Well, what's the point of winning a show if you don't get any money?
It was a honeymoon.
Oh.
But we didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't get to.
Shit.
Do that. And now me and Harry we're best buds now. Best friends, you know.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, not everything ended badly, I guess. He's a good friend to have. He's fun.
Yeah, you know, good time. His the place where, I don't know if you slept with him at his current place of residence, but it has free breakfast. So that was...
Really?
Yeah, so work out at his place one time and we got breakfast afterwards.
Suspicious
they had, like, salmon
that
shit.
I was never told.
Oh, shit. Since we're talking about dating, I thought we'd discuss something around that. Girl code, guy code.
Okay.
So how would you describe, like... Girl code, guy code. I guess, is it similar? I would say it's the same thing.
I would say it's similar. I feel like girls sometimes maybe are a little bit more like strict about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like guys kind of like just let each other do things. But to me, girl code is just like avoiding, as far as dating goes anyway, like avoiding guys that your friends have dated or your friends have hooked up with for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So long as they... still care about that person.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's like the same thing with like guy code. It's like, I guess some guys are more lenient. I'm very much like, I understand. I'm like, there are enough woman of interest. There's 8 billion people in the world. There is no reason for me to ever talk to, hook up with, make out with anyone that you have previously.
Yes. I feel like sometimes it's a little situational. Like I call in college, for example, like I was in a sorority and like we were always, you know, like overlapping with the fraternities, and like to think that nobody's ever going to hook up with the same guy or talk to the same guy, it was like unrealistic because it's kind of, you know, there's so few, not that there's few people, but like these are like concentrated groups of people that are always around each other. I kind of feel that same way about like my life now, because even though we're like, obviously there's a however many million people in LA, we're constantly around the same people. And like, I always have the same friends around me. These people have the same friends around them. So I do feel like it's possible and it happens for sure.
I mean, it definitely happens, but like has it happened for you?
For sure. Like, I don't know if you know the whole drama with me and Tana, but like we had a situation that was pretty bad where like I hooked up with someone that she had hooked up with before and she was like really upset about it. And like, I understood that for sure. I like, to me, it's like now what I know is to ask somebody, because like we've had a few situations since then where I've been like, okay, you went on a date with this guy 2 years ago and he just asked me out. Like, yeah. Is it okay for me to go? And she'll be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like bringing it back to Tana, like one of the people that she's spoken about on your podcast is like one of my best friends.
Yes.
And like, yeah. And like, example, when we were playing Mary Kill, it was like, I'm not marrying Tana. I'm not even going to apply fucking her. I just got to kill her.
Yeah, that, you know, makes what I'm saying? Sense.
Because that's my best friend.
Kill Tana.
And Tana even says, she's like, I get it. I understand. Yeah. It's like, that's my best friend. You know, I can't, at no point, like people were, if anyone was ever like, oh, people are like, oh, do you like Tana? And I'm like, as a friend.
Yeah. But he really cares about her. So you're a good friend. Like I'm always, if my friend, even if they didn't date the guy, if I know they were really invested in the situation, I would never. Yeah. But I, of course, like we're so casual about it here. Like there's guys that I've like maybe gone on a date with that I do not care about at all. And I wouldn't mind if one of my friends, like if one of my friends actually did like him, I'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I would never care if one of my friends, like, you know what I'm saying, hooked up with someone that I was with, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing as like being on a dating show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, it'd be unrealistic, but like if I'm friends with you and we're on a dating show and there's only X amount of people here.
Yeah.
If you want to try things out with like the person that I was with, or I was like, go right ahead. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I'm not going to be hurt by that.
Yeah. I feel like,
but like, I just wouldn't do it.
Right. that's smart, honestly. And that you're a better person maybe than me, but
that's not what I'm implying. I'm
no,
just like,
I can just, I like, think,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I can care about like only so many people at a time. So it's like right now, if like it was my most recent ex or like the most recent guy I talked to, those are the two people that I would like, you know, deem off limits to my friends. But anyone before that, it's like my attention is elsewhere. You know what yeah. I mean? Like you can do whatever you want.
I'm just like, I have this issue. I'm like, I have like really big golden retriever energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I'm loyal to a fault. I'm like,
well, that's not a bad thing.
If you're my homie, if you're my boy, and you're like, even if you're like one of my girlfriends and you're like, yo, I do not like this guy, I'm like, I will never be in a room with that person.
That's amazing. I feel like you had Leo on. Leo's like that.
Yeah, that's why me and Leo are like this. Like,
yeah.
We've spoken. Like, if I'm in a room and anyone says anything bad about Leo, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Who would ever say something bad about Leo?
You know what I'm saying? Like, shut that shit down. Like, right. That's just the person I am. Like, you're not going to talk like that around me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I tell my friends, I'm like, you could leave your girl or anyone in a room with me naked.
See, that's smart. And your friends will probably treat you the same because they know that you're that way. Yeah. I feel like that's another factor too. It's like, if you know your friend would do it to you, I shouldn't say friend. This was like, I'm referring to like my sorority situations. It was like, if I know she would do it, I'll do it, whatever. But now I definitely am way more careful.
It's like I feel like it's just like the friends you keep around you too. Like the commitment level of your friends of like, I know my friend group and like, I don't have a lot of like, influencer friends. Like I would say maybe like, you know, it's probably just like Leo, Spencer, and then like
I love Spencer.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of Spencer. Yeah. I don't even know him.
And then like the Never Ending Fall guys. Like those are like my tight knit. And it was like and like in the influencer space, and then like obviously the person we were talking about that was with Tana before, and was like,
right,
all of our mentalities, like, we would never fuck each other. It's like loyal to a fault to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I would die on the sword for Leo, you know? And it's the same thing with all my friends back home. So it's like, I've just built this like circle around me of like ride or dies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we understand like this is forever. Everything else is temporary.
That's, you know, good. It's important to have here. I feel like I have a very, took me a long time, but now I have like a very like family like friend group, and like, I don't know, without it, yeah, I don't even think you can survive in LA, honest to God.
Yeah. I'm always like, if all of us can't go, one of us can't go. Like, there were times where like I would get invited to an event. I'm like, can I bring my homie? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, I'm not going.
That's so crazy to me. I used to have like situations like that, especially when I first moved here. Like, do you know Lila?
Yeah. Not in that way.
Lila's
but she's
my best friend in the world. And I've known her, like, she was my first friend here. So like, yeah, that used to happen all the time where I'd be want to go to the club or something, and a guy would be like, you can't bring Lila because she's trans. Mm-hmm. And that's like horrible. So of course it's like, we're not going.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just, I can't imagine. Have you seen that happen where like somebody, like one person in the group isn't let in and like the friends just go anyway or something? It's like, how could that happen?
There's absolutely, I would never let that happen. I'm like,
in a million years.
If all of us can't go, one of us can't go. I'll let you, I like to let my guests read the gossipy questions.
It says, do you think the Mindy situation was breaking the girl code? Why or why not? Absolutely. Because I didn't ask, honestly, because it's unrealistic, not unrealistic, it's not impossible, but it's like tricky sometimes because we all do date around so much,
mm-hmm,
that it's like there's not enough, like Tana, for example, she loves like dating people, you know what I mean? And it's not a bad thing, but like, it's really hard to find somebody that she's never at least like gone on one date with, mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she cares mostly about like communication, and I did not communicate in that Mindy situation. I did not ask her. I just did it, and it was absolutely wrong. Again, now I feel like I could just be like, hey, can I do that?
And then it's like, cool.
Yeah. It doesn't happen as often as I'm making it sound. Like, it's not like a really like regular thing, but it's definitely happened. And like, we just had kind of another situation in the friend group, similar situation where like a friend hooked up with someone that she used to date, and it was same thing. It was just like the lack of communication.
Mm.
It's not like the actual act of doing it. Cause I feel like she doesn't care about these guys. It's just, you want to know that your friend like cares about your feelings.
Yeah. It puts you before,
mm-hmm,
like some hookup.
Right.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, that's funny. Cause that's kind of how me and, Tana met, was like mutual hookup dating situations.
What does that mean?
Well, I was on a podcast and like, we were playing a game and one of the names was Tana Mojo. I didn't know who she was.
Oh, so wow, Slay.
Clip, yeah, so that clip. A lot of people said that. A lot of people were like, I like Dom even more. I'm like, what is wrong with Tana?
Well,
I met her and I was like, she's so, she bought me so many cheeseburgers at Coachella. It was awesome.
Tana is my favorite person on this entire planet. But like, I think maybe the biggest red flag that I could find in a man is if he was like a consumer of Tana Mojo.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, not because, not that it's like such a bad thing. I have a show with her, but like, God, I'd have to worry about any man that I dated being like that being his vibe.
I genuinely didn't know who she was. I was like, who is Tana Mojo? And then
it's really easy. Like, we're all kind of in the same circle, or like are going to be put in these situations, and we don't have to be. One day, tomorrow, I could like go hang out in Silver Lake with a bunch of people that I've never seen before, but I don't want to do all that market research.
Yeah. I think that's why I haven't gone to like a LA event in like 3 months. I'm like, I just need.
I'm not really that. Yeah. Me neither.
You ever seen like, you ever watched New Girl?
Yeah.
There's like this episode where like Jess likes Nick again, right?
Okay.
And they're like at, and then she's like bothering Schmidt, and like, I like Nick again. Nick's back from traveling or for tour or whatever like that. And Schmidt's like, okay, we have to start meeting new people. And I remember I'm like, yeah,
it's so
I'm
true. Like, we yeah. try. Like, I was I've, like, I've been I have actively to start trying.
Meeting new people.
Yeah, I have like certain friends that like have nothing to do with the influencer space at all, and like that I can go off and do like, you know, one-off things, but then I love to do that. But for the most part, it's like always the same
every people. Event is the same people.
What's the Post Malone song? He's like, I've been in LA too long. Why I see the same bitches everywhere I go?
I'm not going to say that word.
Oh. You don't say bitch? That's a slang.
Woman, respectfully, I don't say that.
That's amazing.
We don't say the B word and we don't say the F word. Let's do some fan advice. I do. You know Reddit ships us.
Do they?
Yeah.
They don't ship me.
I've seen a few. I've got a few Reddits that are like, I want to see Brooke on Dawn's podcast. Oh my God, Brooke and Dawn interactions.
I'm here, y'all. Yeah, that when I reposted your story or when you said like, Brooke, will you come on? I got so many responses from like my friends being like, oh my God, I love him.
That's good endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
And you're a love bomber, shit, which I fall victim to.
Because I'm friends with Harry.
Baby. Harry.
I can't compete with B movie.
3 years ago and I was not even the same person. I was like, you should see what I looked like then.
How do you feel about the Ant movie?
I feel like it would be a nice change.
It would be a nice switch up.
Yeah.
Is there an ant emoji? There is. I'll send you an ant emoji at some point.
Okay, well, first of all, that doesn't work on me anymore because I've worked on my self-esteem. Okay. That was a trickier time for me.
Okay, let's say someone's in your DMs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, if you're scrolling, what will, like, pique your interest?
I don't think I've ever, like, responded to somebody who's DM, like who's, like, DM me for that ever. I'll, like, follow somebody if I'm interested in them, and then I'll start talking to them on Instagram, but I don't think I've ever just, like, responded to somebody who's slid in my DMs.
What's your go-to slide?
I feel like it's changed. I don't really do it as much anymore.
My best friend and my boyfriend text. It feels weird to me. What should I do?
I feel like trust your gut. That's like the scariest thing to me. Why? What would they be talking about? Like, why? Why would you ever need to text your best friend's
ex-boyfriend? Why am I involved in this conversation? You know?
Yeah. Have you seen like the TikToks where like they'll be like, oh my God, my best friend and my boyfriend are so fun together. And they're like, fighting each other, and everyone's like, they're in love.
What is this? What is it? Is it a TikTok trend?
Yeah, no, it's just like people would be like, oh my God, like I love their relationship, and it's like, no, I think they're in love with each other.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's not me.
Okay,
like I would never.
I've been like, I love a lot of my friends' boyfriends, like I love having them around, but I can't imagine like texting them for any reason.
Yeah, there's probably only one, and it's like it's my best friend since I was 3 years old, his wife now,
mm-hmm.
and like they have a kid, and like if he's busy or something like that, it's like I'll help bring the kid to the hospital if they don't have the car.
Well,
like that's like
very different.
Yeah, that's
not,
like
not just like hey,
but we're not like
WID.
I'm not like hey. You know, like let's wrestle before I take the kid to the hospital.
Yeah, that's good.
Laura in the background.
I don't know who I would address first in that situation, your boyfriend or your best friend. I guess your boyfriend. Like, why are you texting my best friend?
Why are you doing this?
Like, why would that ever be necessary?
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. Like, what's
sorry.
That was
I'm all about getting rid of people these days.
Cut them off. For block them. I love the block button. That's my new shit.
Oh, you don't know.
Block
I've been blocking
lit.
Like Fruit Ninja.
Do they block on Fruit Ninja?
No, it's like literally just left and right. Like, I block everyone who says something mean to me right now because my mental cannot handle it.
How do you get out of a bad date?
I have only ever had to get up out of a bad date one time. And I told like a really elaborate lie. I made my roommate. Well, let me set the scene. I'm on the way to dinner with a guy that I had been on a date with before, and he had Apple CarPlay, or like that, his phone set up to his car, and he got a text from Baby that was like, okay, love you, I'll talk to you later.
Oh.
Now what the f*** do you mean? And I so clearly saw it, so I was just like, oh no, like this man is either still with his ex or something. So I texted my roommate, and I said, fake an emergency right now. And she was like, I'm locked out, can you please come, my boyfriend just broke up with me. And she picked me up, and then I told the story on the podcast, and he DM'd me and said sorry.
Oh wow, that was I've never had to get out of a bad date, but I've been the friend to help get people have a bad day.
Yeah. I feel like usually I'll just soldier through, like, and then just live to tell the tale. Not on TikTok. But.
Yeah. I don't never. I'm trying to think. I've never had a. I'm just really good at dates. I'm just really
humble
solid.
Humble legend. I'm just,
that's like my one claim to fame is like, it's like, yeah, like.
When that's a really good quality to have, though, because that, like, I could really feel like I like somebody, and then one bad date will make me never want to talk to him again.
Yeah. That was like, because, like, that's why the barber situation, like, rubbed me wrong. I'm like, I'm really good at dates. Like, I'm really, like, I'm like a professional first.
Barbara's never
dater.
Been on a date that she enjoyed. Never one time. It's because Barbara is intolerable.
I would say this is what I would do if I were on a bad date, right? If I was on a bad date, what, okay, like, let's scale. How bad is it? Like, where is it going?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like you did the right thing on your date, because that was like matched up.
I should have probably said something.
There's like
honestly,
an energy
level. I
could
have been like, what's that?
Yeah, but if it's a first date, it's like, what was a first date?
Uh-huh.
Did you know this person?
Yeah, I had already been on a dinner date with him before that.
Okay, but you don't really know him. So,
no.
Like, you don't really owe him to
but
communicate,
I couldn't imagine,
really.
Like, I would never, like, sneak off to the bathroom and, like, never come back or something like that. Like, I feel like
I would that should be lit. I try.
Really, I would feel so, I have, like, a really big guilt complex. I always feel really, really bad about things, so I could never do that.
I always see that in romantic comedies, and I'm like, that's hilarious. I like those.
Maybe if he like was, like, so horrible.
But also, I've not a lot of bathrooms with windows, I realized.
You don't have to sneak out the window. I think you can just sneak out the restaurant.
Right. You could do that. My mind went straight to just dip out the windows. What about bad hookups?
I don't
like. How do you get out of like?
I'll straight up just leave.
Are you like, I'm leaving? I'm gonna get, like, leave, like, while they're awake, while they're asleep, type of deal? Do you leave a note? Are you just out?
I know I haven't made it sound like this on this episode because of the Harry situation, but I really don't just like, I don't hook up with anyone I don't like, really.
Yeah.
Like, I have in like college and stuff, but I feel like I'll just either stay because I like the person or I'm talking to the person, or.
How long
I'll
do you stay
like,
for?
Ya.
This one time I hooked up with this girl, she stayed for like. Like 2 days.
See, you need
like,
to
it was
know when
actually
it's time
like,
for you to go.
It actually got to a point where it was like insane.
One time, Tana wanted a guy to leave so bad that she faked a trip to Aspen, fully packed an entire suitcase, got in an Uber, and like literally walked him out the door with her, and then just came right back home.
Yeah.
But like parka's in the suitcase. Like that's how far she went.
I was like,
but it's like, just tell him you like you want to be alone.
Yeah, I was trying to imply that, but she came over, we hooked up, and then she like stayed. And I was like, okay,
it
cool, we'll grab some breakfast, brunch, and then next thing I know, it's like we're going out for brunch, and then it's like, hey, I have to like, I was working a night shift at the time. I was like, I was a bouncer. I was like, I gotta go to work. She's like, okay, like, text me when you're coming back. And I was like,
no.
I'm a pupil, so I'm like, okay, I'll Uber you some porchetta.
Like, no, I was like, then I'm
at work. I'm like, everyone's like, what are you doing afterwards? I'm like, this girl's been at my crib for like two. I'm like, I'm kind of unsure if she has a home. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
maybe she's a homosexual.
Yeah, like I feel like
that's a thing. Tana dates a lot of them. It's like guys who literally date you for a place to stay.
Yeah, just like a crib.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I feel like I have a really good gauge for when it's my time to go. Like I know when I've overstayed my welcome.
Have you ever overstayed?
Last relationship, I'm not kidding, our first date, we never ever left each other. And then we just basically moved in together. So that was a major overstay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Major, major overstay that I regret deeply.
Yeah. I'm not an overstayer. I'm like.
I need to be separate because I like to think like, what is he doing? Where is he? I can't wait to see him again.
I'm just going to get out of here before things. If you want me around, let me know. But I'm just going to get out of here.
Okay.
Okay, next question. A guy who ghosted me just started texting me again. Should I entertain it?
No.
Yeah, I'm not rocking with that. Don't.
He got bored of the other girl or she rejected him and now he's back to you. No offense, because it happens to me all the time.
Yeah, what do you consider ghosting?
Like,
how long is ghosting?
I've never allowed someone to ghost me, okay? Like, I...
Well, what does that mean?
I feel like...
Because...
If you're not talking to me, I'll be like, okay, why? Yeah, that's why I can't get back past the third date, maybe.
Like, that's if someone just stops messaging, you just text them back, like, why?
I just had a situation. I was talking to a guy for like several months, and he just sent me like literally a paragraph only this small and never spoke to me again. So I guess I did get ghosted. But it was like he did say like, hey, I'm about to ghost you.
Oh, he said that.
Well, he was like
no.
He was like, hey, I have a bunch of stuff going on, which to me is just a cop out. I don't believe in that ever. Like, oh, I can't handle this right now. Doesn't exist and it's not real and they're always lying.
I would like see that's why I have a lot of intrusive thoughts. You know?
Me too.
And, but I resist them a lot. Sometimes they come out, but I resist a lot of them. But a lot of my intrusive thoughts are really funny. And this is why I could never be a boy, mm-hmm. right? Because I just like, my intrusive thoughts, what would happen? I would just be like, text you a ghost emoji and be like, hee hee. And then just never
see,
talk to you again.
I feel like that's kind of what I would do too. Like, because I'll be like, okay, so like, hey, like, what I do?
Yeah. I would just be like, oh, I don't want to talk to this person anymore. Ghost emoji, hee hee. And then text like, hee hee, H-E-H-E.
Oh, to ghost somebody.
Yeah, to go. That's what I would do to ghost somebody.
I was thinking if I were getting ghosted. Oh, that'd be funny.
No, I would just be like, if I was dating somebody, like, I just...
But, okay, quick...
That's my intrusive thoughts. Isn't that what life is? Like, absolutely. You just have a lot of thoughts and you just don't do them?
Have you seen the people who talk about how, like you should send someone a message, everyone deserves a message? I almost sometimes feel like I don't want that explanation. Like, I feel like I'd rather be ghosted so that I could make up, like, an imaginary story in my head where you, like, got hit by a car and you couldn't text me.
Right, doing you a favor.
You know what I mean? But, like, I don't want you to be like, oh, sorry, like, I don't feel like we vibe together because then I'm going to, like, it's going to ruin my self-esteem.
Yeah. I would be like, if I was about to ghost, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm having so much fun with you. Like, I can't wait to see you again. LOL, JK, ghost emoji, hee hee. Oh. And then.
Wait, why'd you actually hurt my feelings?
And then just vanish.
I'm, like, triggered. I feel like this has happened to me before, seriously. I feel like I lied about never being ghosted. I've definitely been ghosted.
But that's why I can't be a boy, because I would just be my intrusive thoughts.
You know what a
f-
boy would say?
What?
I could never be a f- boy.
That's right. I am a.
Just a thought. I'm not accusing you of anything, but I'm just saying that's what I would say if I were a f- boy.
I'm like a. You ever watch anime? No.
Are you like f- boy adjacent?
I don't think I'm f- boy adjacent. I think. First of all, I don't really know what... Does adjacent mean, like, parallel?
I don't think I know what it means is the most important part.
People have been coming on this podcast and using a lot of syllables.
I think it is, like, parallel. Like,
are you a f- girl?
No.
No, yeah, I don't think I'm a f- boy.
I'm too emotional.
I think I would like to be. I would try not to be.
It's my dream.
I would love to just lean into the neck tattoos and the slut tattoo on my hip and just be like, I'm a...
Slut tattoo is a slay. I love that.
Yeah.
I might get a matching one.
Yeah, I got it, and I was like, this is the start of my slut era.
Okay. Has it ended?
It, in fact, was not the beginning of anything.
Oh, well, any day now.
Yeah, at some point,
I'm going to
make this slut tattoo count, baby. I'm a fuck so much, man. I'm like...
fifth, sixth date.
You got to put my genitals in a freezer because they're going to be so sore and shit, man.
You know, what kind of podcast is this? Am I on Call Her Daddy?
So, as you know, before you came on here, and I knew you were going to come on here before we played the game. I didn't know how it was going to go with Harry.
Okay.
Me and Harry played F*** Mary Kill just because, like, you know.
Yeah. It's a game to play if you're not a f- boy.
Yeah, we're just like, again, like, you say that as, like, an insult, but I'm trying to be one. You know, that's like what I aspire to be. So the more you encourage this.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For the compliment.
So we played that because we were like, what's the most dangerous game we could play? Because obviously me and Harry have a lot of history together. So we decided
to play. Oh, that
is
funny.
You know? But it wasn't fair to you, you know?
I thought it was fine. Because we were just like. Funny to make fun of.
You know, it was because we know, everyone knows each other. So we're just like, it's just a good old fun, silly goose time.
Silly goose time.
But I want to give you the opportunity to play as well.
Okay.
So, what do you say we play a little?
I would love to play.
I'm trying to think who I know from the canceled. Okay, I'm gonna go pool boy. Me. Harry Jowsey.
Okay. No offense, Harry Jowsey. I love Harry Jowsey. Kill him. Pool boy, for obvious reasons. Mary.
And look how we ended.
And look at that. Look how everything wrapped up so wholesome and sweet. Yeah.
I'm engaged.
Yeah. I have my green card. You guys don't have to worry about me leaving now.
Yay. Okay. Teffy, Alex Cooper, me.
Okay, this is good. This is a tough one.
This is hard because I would want to marry Alex for the money.
Yeah, because she got that Spotify bag.
Mm-hmm. But I could have it one day. You really never know.
I have a world known crush on Teffy.
Oh my, so do I.
Yeah, like I'm in love with her. I've shot my shot many a times.
Wait, and
I've
really?
I've slid in DMs many a times.
Oh, she's the best.
I've brought her up on this podcast, abundance, right?
Okay.
So,
you can kill me if you need.
No, well, I can't. Can't do that. I can't. Well, maybe. I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing. All right, so Alice Cooper, she's got the money, right? And that's cool. But that, like, life is like not really about that. You know what I mean? Life doesn't really revolve around money. And I already said that I married Sophia, so I'm probably not going to get on Call Her Daddy at this point. And she's married. You know, and she's married.
Oh, yeah.
She's married. Easy.
Yeah, she's got to go.
She's got to go. She's out of here.
Kill her.
Right? Now we're left with two options. I love Teffy. Have a huge crush on her. However, I've shot my shot. It hasn't worked. It hasn't panned out. Mm-hmm.
Never say never.
You know, shout out Jay Biebs. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna fuck her. I'm gonna fuck her.
Okay.
Right? I'm gonna sleep with her.
I know how this ends, but I almost think that you might have made the wrong choice. Because I think she's the only person I could be up against and think she deserves marriage.
Wow. So you're
No, I want to be married. So pick me, please.
Yeah. And I'll marry you. Yay! I've gotten to know you. And I feel like this could work. I feel like
so
this
too.
This could work. I feel
spread
like
spread the word. Reddit.
Yeah. Okay. My producer's so mad at
kicking
me.
Us out.
That's it for our show, everyone. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted you on for a while, too. And
yay.
I'm glad I finally got to meet you.
Well, we'll have to have you on Canceled. We love you.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are honestly the best. Is there anything you want to share? Anything you want to plug?
No.
There's nothing? Nothing? There's not like a tour that you're going on?
Oh, I'm going on tour. We're going on tour. Tickets are available in both of our bios, Tana and I. And we're starting tour in 2 weeks. Come see us.
All right, woo-hoo. I'm excited. Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review Dom Meets World wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Past Your Bedtime on YouTube for full video episodes. We'll see you next week. See you.